It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Your all-day resource for critical breaking news, traffic and weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories. Listen on any smart speaker, the KSL News Radio app, and in your car at 102.7 FM. KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
It's 3 o'clock at KSL News Radio. Good afternoon. I'm Maria Chalaos in for Jeff Kaplan. Blue skies in downtown Salt Lake City, but it's a scorcher, 99 degrees. KSL's top story this hour.
June heat wave.
It's hot out there, and we could break some records this week. 103 today along the Wasatch Front, 104 tomorrow. Not only does that turn your leather seats into molten lava and force you to crank up the AC, it's dangerous. Intermountain Healthcare is urging us to be careful and warning us that it's easy to get sick from the high temperatures. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has more.
Doctors say very real issues happen when people push themselves and ignore the warning signs of heat-related illnesses, like fatigue or nausea. And when they do, they have more severe problems like cramps that last for hours. Doctors say the lungs like to have the temperature just right, so warm air is fine, but hot air feels suffocating.
Plus, the high levels of ozone will be a real issue for people with lung problems, including people who have recovered from COVID-19. It is so hot in Nevada, the Las Vegas Raiders are changing their practice schedule. With expected highs of 117 or 118 degrees this week, the Raiders are moving minicamp activities to early mornings. The NFL team does have an indoor facility in nearby Henderson, but it's tough to fit an entire 90-man roster and staff inside. Fire departments around the state are doing what they can to keep their crews safe with the increased fire danger. Now, the heat can create dangerous situations for firefighters with the extra gear that they wear and strenuous work that they do. Salt Lake City Fire Captain Tony Stowe says hyperthermia happens fast.
A lot of people are familiar with the term hypothermia, which would be a cold-related injury or illness. Hyperthermia is anything considered 104 degrees Fahrenheit or higher internal core temperature.
Captain Stowe says the same goes for people who work outside, like construction workers. The heat is not deterring people from hitting Utah's national parks, and that overcrowding is getting national attention. The Wall Street Journal this week recounted some frustrations that tourists have experienced trying to get into the parks. Local travel guide and blogger Bob Grove says it's a growing problem. But he tells KSL's Dave and Dujanovic that there are some ways people can avoid bigger crowds.
If you can get off the pavement, you're going to get away from the crowd. So that's one of the recommendations I make is try to get away from the populated areas where the pavement is.
Grove is among local business owners who oppose a reservation system for entrance into the parks. He says requiring reservations makes it more difficult for people to plan and carry out their trips. Our top national story this hour from ABC News. Interior Secretary Deb Haaland is recommending restoring three national monuments to their original size, including two here in Utah. The Washington Post reports Secretary Haaland wants the Biden administration to reverse reductions of Bear's Ears and Grand Staircase Escalante. Those were shrunk significantly by former President Trump back in 2017. Days ahead of meeting with Russia's president, President Biden is outlining what he plans to talk about with Vladimir Putin. During a speech this afternoon after meeting with NATO leaders, the president says there are areas that the U.S. and Russia can work together.
I shared with our allies that I'll convey to President Putin that I'm not looking for conflict with Russia, but that we will respond if Russia continues its harmful activities.
The president also addressed Russia's involvement in Ukraine. He says the U.S. fully intends to help Ukraine. Kamala Harris is in South Carolina today helping get the word out about vaccines. A pop-up vaccine clinic this morning, the vice president said there are programs to help with transportation, child care, and even side effects the day after.
We're also making sure that there's free child care for folks who, if, you know, the day after you get the vaccine, you feel a little under the weather, And if you need help with childcare, that too.
The vice president says there is no reason to not get vaccinated. She told people at the clinic the vaccines are proven to be safe and effective. California is set to reopen businesses at full capacity tomorrow and drop its mask mandate. Governor Gavin Newsom says his state has made progress on getting people vaccinated. But Newsom says those who have not been vaccinated have another incentive to do so, with a chance to win an all-expense-paid vacation within the state.
You can't think of California without thinking about the Ritz-Carlton down in Palm Springs, at least I'm told.
The drawing for the vacations will take place July 1st. Winners of cash prizes topping $1.5 million will be announced tomorrow. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints announced three major initiatives today in continuing their partnership with the NAACP. The church will fund millions of dollars in scholarships, a new fellowship, and humanitarian work. President Russell M. Nelson says together they can make a difference.
These efforts represent an ongoing desire of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints to teach and live the two great commandments, to love God and neighbor.
The scholarship and fellowship will be overseen by the United Negro College Fund to help young black students in the United States. The humanitarian money will go to partnerships in six metro areas for inner city service work. Dixie State University has a new name in the works. The committee looking to rename the school is submitting Utah Polytechnic State University to the Board of Trustees for approval. The Utah legislature has the final call. Now they recommended Utah Tech as a suitable name. Ricky, what do you think?
I think that sounds good, don't you?
I think it's a little hard to say.
It
Utah
is.
Polytechnic State University.
Polytech would be easier.
Might be a tad easier. What's happening in traffic?
Well, we are coming in hot, literally. We have a roadside fire burning by I-215's West Belt. This is southbound at about 800 South. Fire crews have just arrived on the scene. They are blocking that right lane of traffic, but there is a lot of smoke drifting across the roadway, causing reduced visibility in the area. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Did you put your flag out before you headed to work today? Today is Flag Day. What exactly does that mean? We're going to find out up next, coming up in Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.